107.7 The Island, being joined by GI Trivia's Lori Liu. How are you, Lori?
I'm very well, thank you.
We learned a lot about your candy habits. We didn't realize that you were...
I don't think we learned a lot, but we learned a little that candy corn is delicious.
We learned enough. You're a candy corn person and you like the tip.
Yeah, yes, I do. That little white nubbin is interesting.
Did you hear Anna, our winner from this morning? She said, I'd rather eat a candle.
Yeah, and...
It's pretty much the same.
I don't know. I've always liked candy corn. I don't know.
Favorite candy overall? Hands down.
Well, really?
Don't even think about it. Just blurt it out.
After last week?
Oh, Reese's.
Yeah, duh.
Is that bag of pumpkin, Reese's pumpkin, still there?
Yeah, we did not. We decided to be good people. And you sent me that picture of the food tower, and it was funny because I zoomed in to make sure that the pumpkins were still there, and I couldn't believe it.
Come on in.
Hi, what are you doing here?
I brought a friend for Halloween.
This special guest Robin Mays is here with their triumphant second return of the week.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Come on, Lori. Come on, Lori.
Like, is it Monday? This is weird.
What is that, Robin?
This is Salem.
I don't like it. Why is it so close to me? I'm not kidding.
That looks very real, but it's not a real cat.
Okay. It looks like the cat on the Fancy Feast.
Say hi. Say hi, Salem. Don't fall over, Salem.
Wow.
Kind of looks like me this morning.
This animatronic stuffed Salem cat doll that speaks. All the benefits of a real cat without all the poop.
Is that a benefit of a real cat? Like, it squeaks and like
they offer a lot of love. You're not a cat We're learning about Lori today. She likes candy corn and she doesn't like cats.
Well, it's not candy that I don't corn. Like cats, but this one, I just told you about that scary movie this weekend, Annabelle.
There
is
something,
not even kidding, in this cat.
As cute and unrealistic as this cat is, there is something.
This cat is not cute.
There's a creep factor going,
yeah,
Robin.
Yeah, very much so.
Really?
A little bit.
Are you joking with me right now?
I gotta admit, I do have some volunteers who came up, because I left it on when they walked in, especially at night, and they'll tap you on the shoulder and go, can we shut that off?
Oh, yeah.
Why? It's cute.
It is not cute.
It's a little bit cute, but I don't want to see it in the middle of the night.
Oh, you don't?
No.
So when you walk in for your night shift when it's dark, you don't want to?
That would, I don't know, there's a creep factor.
Well, we've already had a rough morning this morning with some weird things here at the studio, and I actually thought somebody was going to come in and murder us. I'm not joking.
Did Robin?
And here you are with this creepy cat.
It's a weird morning, day before Halloween. Yeah. Robin, when you came in, did you notice there was a lot of dirt that you had to step over? Well, I knew Lori was coming in this morning because she comes in on Wednesdays. And so I see a figure out there. I figure it's Lori. I go to the front and there was a person with a baseball hat messing around with those two flower pots.
Seriously?
Yeah. So I figured it was...
That's not Lori.
I thought it was... I realized it's not Lori. And B, it's probably some kind of maintenance thing. I walked away. And then when Lori got here, she said she had to pick up the flower pots.
They were both on their sides. I got dirt in my sandal.
There's weirdness.
What scenario would have led up to somebody coming and putting both of our flower
on
pots
their sides
on the side before 6 a.m? Or about 6 a.m?
Yeah, I don't
just
know.
Just weirdness. Correct.
And okay, this really?
Yeah, it's cute.
I love it.
You do?
Yes, I love it.
Somebody could sit at microphone number 2 if you want.
Oh my gosh. This thing is freaking me out.
Give me the background of Salem the cat here, the animatronic.
Okay, so just real quick background. Years ago, I saw it at an antique type store. And I know her name is Shani, and I know that I loved it. I walked around the corner, and there's this thing following you with the eyes and moving. And I thought, oh my gosh,
I gotta have this whenever you're ready to, well, never heard, you know, years go by. She walked in. She adopted a couple of kittens from us, and she walked in carrying. She goes, there you go.
Aww.
So I'm like, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So got new batteries. Yeah, she Salem purrs. She meows. Her tail goes.
Yeah,
she goes to sleep.
When I scratch her little neck, she just starts purring.
Okay, you guys are all weird. I'm not kidding. This is, like, if you guys out there in radio world could see this cat, this is complete Halloween. I just was telling Franz when I was watched a little of Annabelle, and I don't watch. This is freaking me out.
Well, good. I think that's the purpose.
Good. Yeah, good thing in the morning.
I think that's the point.
Is Salem available for adoption?
Salem is not. Salem's going to be our mascot, and you just never know when Salem's going to show up. So,
what kind of batteries?
All year long. I will not tell you.
What kind of batteries?
I will not tell you where they're located either.
Really?
That's great. This is great.
But she doesn't eat much.
No.
You have to clean up after her.
No.
And are you allergic? Do you feel allergies coming on yet?
No. I think it's a hypoallergenic stuffed animal.
Hypoallergenic, finally.
Oh, my gosh.
Unless it's covered in dust, then I would have a problem.
And?
It looks like it very well could be covered in dust. Oh, there's the... Oh.
That's pretty realistic.
That one was.
Laura, are you getting pictures of this?
Oh, not yet, but I will. I got to turn on the lights because it's like dark in here.
Yeah, it's great.
The light does not go on.
Yeah.
Anymore. That's the hard
if
and fast rule.
If we're
going
to be murdered, it's going to be in the dark. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Franz, man. There's a party going on right here. Waking up with Franz, man. One man party in the morning.
It's a celebration.
107.7 The Island.
Special. Day before Halloween, creepy one-man party. Robin Mays
so
with
weird.
Voice for Companion Animals is here. GI Trivia, Lori Liu is here. Laura Hurley manning the light switch.
Yeah, she's a good kitty.
Oh, my gosh. You know when somebody is a cat person, that they are over there going, ooh, good kitty.
It's a toy.
That, yeah, that's not a real cat.
Wow.
Quit making fun of Granny. She finds just small joys in everything now.
The name Salem for a cat, why does that ring a bell? Was that Sabrina the Teenage?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. What was that, Friday or Saturday night or something? There was a black cat that sat on. Yeah, that's who that reminds me of. But we're snowy white.
Yes.
Easily to spot in
it's
a dark
fancy
room.
Fancy feast cat.
It is.
Right?
It is.
That's
you're right.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
I really thought that cat was real when you came in.
I did. When I saw you at the front door, I just assumed it was a real...
Well, I had her in a carrier, and I thought, oh, that might freak him out a little too much. I did tone it down a little.
Look, everyone, I have a dead cat in a carrier.
But why? Why tone it down? I don't think you should.
I can get used to this doing...
Yeah, this is weird.
Let's do this every morning.
Yeah, every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning and every day.
I don't look at me. Every morning...
Every morning you're going to have your planters turn.
Oh, that was... Yeah, when he said... I figured the wind yesterday blew them over.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody came and I physically saw them messing with it. So they came here, turned them on their side, and there's an empty pack of cigarettes out there.
Yeah. I saw that too.
Is that just some tweaker?
Could be.
I was thinking Jason Voorhees.
Okay. Back to the scary stuff.
I know. Well, what
all right.
Do?
We'll take a break and talk about your GI trivia thing.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you gig yesterday?
No.
Are you gigging today?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I got a slow week.
All right, stay tuned. One Man Party in the Morning continues next with Robin Mays with Voice for Companion Animals. Of course, Lori Liu is here. Laura Hurley hanging out. And I do think that creepy cat's going to have to go.
Yeah. 100%.
Well, next time I'm going to stand at the window with her.
Oh, that would... Oh.
Knocking.
Please do.
Knocking at the window.
I'm here.
Oh, my gosh. I would have screamed. I'm not joking.
Oh, there's ideas.
Oh, my gosh.
So you do this every week, so...
No, I don't. This is it. This is the only one.
Lori, you have a gig tomorrow? Is it wine, beer, and spirits?
Yes.
I'm starting to catch on.
Yes, you are. I've got my big Halloween party tomorrow. Music bingo, Halloween music.
GI trivia, Lori Lou. It's a fun. Music. It's a Is that you or is that the animal?
Is
it the
cat?
It's very realistic.
It is.
Meow.
She's going to feed
it. That was you.
Yes.
She's going to feed it.
Good job. You can tell.
Well, that's a pretty realistic. Anyway. Wine, beer, and spirits. I like the wine, beer, and spirits because it's hard. You kind of are busy. I like this consistent wine, beer, and spirits that you do every Thursday.
He drinks so much coffee. He has a picture of his coffee mug on his coffee mug. Franz Mann, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.
Wine, beer, and spirits that you do every Thursday.
Every Thursday. And then I'm probably going to be adding in a bonus event at the end of the month on a Friday or a Saturday. I'm going to do, so we haven't had a chance to talk about it because I didn't want to talk about it off the air. Remember my assignment?
Oh.
You know how deep I am?
I'm
almost through season one.
Let's catch everybody up. Everybody was giving Lori hell because it just came out one day that she never saw one episode of MASH.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And me and a lot of people said,
what?
So we gave her a homework assignment.
And I watched one episode.
And
I'm like, okay, that was kind of good. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to be an overachiever and really make you proud of me. Swear. That was my thought. And then I watched the second one because you did tell me, when we hung out on Friday, you're like, you need to watch another one. Okay, I will. And I actually did, and I got to thinking, because people were telling me this would be a good theme trivia night.
Big time.
MASH theme. And so the only way I can do it is if
you have to be familiar with it.
I have to be familiar with it. I have to know who in episode 2 was the ringleader of the black market, was also a main character on Barney Miller. Blake, he got that oak desk. Remember, he got that fancy, look at me telling you about this, the fancy oak desk.
Well, you're talking about the second episode.
Black market, so where they
do remember the episode.
Yes. So the guy comes on there, the ringleader of the black market, and I'm like, hey, that's... my question's going to be on...
I remember this episode all about that.
Nick Yamana. That was his character.
That's
on
right.
The Asian guy. Jack Su was his
name.
He
was on there more than once, I think.
He was. Yeah. I did research it, and he will be coming up. But
you know, it's interesting. Colonel Potter. What's the actor's name? I can't think.
Harry Morgan.
There you go. Look at you.
All my stars. Great job.
Yeah.
He appears during the Henry Blake era.
Yeah.
As a crazy general or something.
Yes.
And then for some reason, years later, when Henry Blake dies, here's your new colonel. And it's him.
Mm-hmm.
It's Colonel Potter. And it's just weird that some shows don't care. He appeared already as somebody else, but we'll bring him back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, how many episodes are you in?
I think I'm on 12 or 13.
Are you enjoying it?
I am.
It's interesting. It's smart.
It is.
Especially when you go from the, what was his nickname?
Oh my gosh.
Was it Salem? What'd she say? Hot Lips boyfriend early on.
Burns.
Frank Burns. I forget his nickname though.
Yeah. Larry Linville.
Yes. And then he leaves.
And they replace him with
Winchester.
And then she gets married.
See, now how do you know that? You shouldn't be up to that
because
point.
Because yesterday, so I meet my guys at the bar on Friday, Tuesdays. And so we talk about this because they're the ones who call me un-American. I go, hey, guess what? And so then I was asking them some trivia questions if they remembered. And of course, then they do this, what you guys are doing, way ahead of me. Yeah. So they were talking about Winchester and also Norm from Cheers when he got the pool ball stuck in his mouth.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
All things to look forward to.
I know. Look at my life. Oh, this is freaking me out.
Short break, and we'll talk more about your GI trivia.
I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
And we're back. Studio full of people. Robin Mays, a special Wednesday appearance. Thanks for being here today.
Absolutely. I had to bring Salem out. Had to get out and blow the stink off of her.
I don't know if I'm appreciating it that much.
Laura Hurley's here. GI trivia.
It's okay when I surprise you on the air. But this, I don't know. But hey, speaking of, with Robin here, one thing I did want to touch on is sponsorship on my trivia nights. Mm. I would love some local businesses being a sponsor for my nights at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. You get all my advertising, and I am on the radio once a week. Wine, Beer, and Spirits will advertise it too. I'm looking for 6 items for a first place team. T-shirts, caps, gift cards, anything. And I pounded the pavement last week, and I went and saw Mr. Craig Hand, and he hooked me up very nicely with Grand Theater admission tickets, which is wonderful. It took me a half hour to get out of there, because if anybody knows him, you got to listen to 6 jokes.
Oh, yeah, he's a good jokester.
And laugh at every one of them. Yeah, it's funny. And I've gotten some other sponsorships, and Robin understands this, you know, with her business. Mm-hmm. Do we call that a business? With the Voice for Companion. And I'm always trying to help them out. And don't think I forgot you. Mary and I and some other friends are in the works.
You are busy.
Of getting a plan together. So we're going to do something
Salem
good.
Will be there.
That's not a real cat, by the way, if you're just joining
she
us.
Will not be there at all.
Being it's the day before Halloween, Robin Mays thought she would scare us with the scariest animatronic. Is that the right word?
I think so.
Animated.
Animatronic.
Oh, look. No, she moves and purrs and meows.
Just nodded.
Nodded, yes. Oh, okay. Stop it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It has great reflex.
It's weird. Do you think it has
that cat's giving me the stink eye.
It can be. It's so old. We can't decide if it's by sight or touch that it responds.
Well, it might be the early technology of, you know, now, as we all know, Siri and Alexa is constantly recording. That's how when you address them, they respond. This might be an early version of that. It
kind of reminds me a little bit of like later Teddy Ruxpin kind of, later than that. But yeah.
So just
My gosh, cat just blinked.
We got to make sure it doesn't get damaged. Maybe you should put that in your car.
No.
Put it in Laura's car.
Yeah.
Put it in anybody's car. No, I'm not creeped out. But just getting back to I'm trying to stay focused on your GI trivia.
I'm sorry. This is
very difficult.
Very weird.
Should you at some point give an example of what your trivia consists of?
No, we'll do that next week.
Okay.
Because tomorrow is music bingo. And so from here on out, I am going to wherever I'm going to be, I'm going to give a question for that night. So if you tune in to the huge broadcast, you'll get a free question or maybe 2, depending on how good I feel.
It's nice of you to refer to it as the huge broadcast. Remember when I met you, you called it?
I know. And whenever you say it or I say it, I want to say the huge snooze fest.
She said that.
I did.
Hey, I listened to your snooze fest yesterday morning.
I did. Aww. I've come a long way. I'm not, and that is no.
Do you remember what I said to you? Because you said something like I'm sorry, I'm sarcastic or something, and I said it's very funny right now, but it's probably going to get old point in our relationship.
Yes, that's right. You did say that, and look, I'm still sarcastic.
Yeah, I like it. Anyway, ladies. Thank you, ladies in Salem. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Yeah.
Check out GI Trivia. If you're interested in sponsoring GI Trivia, is it Facebook? Space Trivia.
Yep.
On Facebook. That's the best way?
That is.
You want to put your cell phone number out there?
I don't.
Okay. Your home address?
Nope.
Routing number?
No. Oh, I just opened a new bank account yesterday. So that was exciting.
Routing number.
Exciting. All right. Sorry.
All right. Have a great Wednesday. Stay with me. Up next is nonstop music. That's less jibber jabber. I know you find that hard to comprehend, but it's up next. 107.7 The Island.
Quit your jibber jabber.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on The Island.